You're listening to The Good Pod Guide. Today, I, your host, Lauren Windle, am joined by my bezzy and fellow journalist, Nat Barker, who over the next few minutes is about to try and outshine me so he can stage a coup and take over the podcast. Nice try, Nat. Nat's finishing up a cannoli, which he's going to politely do away from the microphone because some people don't want to hear chewing of crunchy cannolis. But in the meantime, I'm going to read you out, obviously, because Nat refuses to share his private Twitter and just wants you to direct you guys to his dry housing tweets. I am going to read you out some other gems that I find. Fine, I admit it. I don't understand zip folders. I don't understand. I use them. Like, what is it? Why are they compressed? What's going on?
I'm sure the cannoli is actually still going.
Okay.
One second.
I'll keep going. I've got another. I've got more tweets. So you finish up your snack and we'll be here for when you're ready. Right. Solidarity with everyone who had intended to have a toastie for lunch most weekdays during lockdown, but realized quickly that cleaning the toastie maker just takes way too long. You are not hearing. That's a public service announcement if ever I've heard one.
Toastie maker, man. I love a toastie, but honestly, once you finish that...
Just do it in a pan. Why are you doing it in a toastie maker? Do it in a pan.
Because I bought a toastie maker.
Oh, that's silly. Because that's just a glorified pan that is specifically for toasties when a pan is so versatile, but also toastie relevant. You know, you've been conned. That's like people who buy like something to soak their feet in when they could have just used the washing up bucket. Silly.
Yeah. So I think I don't have anything to add to that.
Okay. Well, I've got another tweet. I feel very lucky that I have not. I feel very lucky that I've not even had to download TikTok to experience all of the joys of TikTok every time I look at my phone.
Again,
this is true.
Witty, observational humor.
Oh, okay. One more and then we'll talk about the podcast. I can't and never will respect any adult who drinks Monster Energy. I used to start my day when I was going into college as a 16-year-old with a V energy drink, which is like probably was at the time the primary competitor for Red Bull, and a cigarette. And that was my breakfast.
That is...
rotten.
Pretty gross. Yeah, pretty gross.
I was not an athlete. Right. Today's podcast is Do the Right Thing, a comedy panel show with host Danielle Ward and team captains Michael Legg and Margaret Cabon Smith, all of whom are comedians. The format is that the team captains and their guest comedians compete to do the right thing in strange scenarios that can range from everyday to the extreme.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of this one, actually, which I was surprised about. It's a panel show, basically. It's very similar to a lot of the ones that you'll hear on Radio 4. But it's funny. And I think I prefer it to some of the panel shows that they have on TV, you know, Would I Lie to You and that sort of thing. They have some very well-known guests. They have a lot of well-known comedians who have been on the show.
Yeah. These kind of like radio show, panel show things remind me of driving to see like our cousins on a Sunday. And on the drive back, Dad would put the radio on. And I always remember something like Just a Minute or I'm Sorry, I Haven't Got a Clue. Or like there was one about Mornington Crescent, but I can't remember what it was. And just being delighted when they were on instead of some old news show or something.
Yeah, or a weird play. A weird radio play.
No one wants to listen to the Archers when they're driving home. Comedy, I think, is best when it's observational. So the bits which I related to that were definitely my favourites were things like when they're talking about the pain of going to a school reunion, or which actually, as I wrote that, I was thinking like, I've actually never been to a school reunion, but I think that's because I anticipate that pain and then don't show up. But also gambling, this is something I do regularly, on how far your car can get when you're out of petrol. And just hoping that you won't sort of like chug to a stop on the motorway, which, you know, is a game of roulette that I'm often engaged in. Any faves from you, Nathaniel?
I like the bit each episode, I think it's called Agony, the section each episode where they take a they take a real question that was submitted to an Agony Aunt column in a newspaper and, and ask the comedians to sort of give their version of how they would respond. Some of those are very funny. I think it depends, you know, for me, I've mostly listened to ones where, you know, the guests they have on are people that I like. You know, Catherine Ryan, someone, she's very funny, and, yeah, and that's a good episode that I'd recommend.
Yeah, I really want to be an agony aunt. Like, I really want to.
And you when do have quite an agony aunt vibe about you, I think, Lauren.
Thanks. I do. Okay, you're joking, but I do think I've got, I think I'm the right kind of person.
I'm not joking.
When I applied for my job at The Sun, in my cover letter, I said that I was just waiting for Dear Deirdre to die so I could swoop in and take her place. And I think they liked it. She's still clinging on. In fact, she's replaced the woman on This Morning, hasn't she?
Is Deirdre an actual person?
Deirdre exists. It's not, I was going to say, it's not just like because, Mystic Meg, but Mystic Meg also exists.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was just because, you know, Deirdre starts with the word deer, so it makes sense.
Wait, so did you think that they just had like a stock image of an old woman and then like and then it's in just, the office wrote the replies?
Yeah, of course I did. Yeah, yeah.
No, Deirdre's
and
like...
And furthermore, I am also a little bit skeptical about whether some of the problems that people are writing in with are actually true. Okay, I assume that was just also the same person in the office that was writing the answers. Who knows?
People definitely write into Dear Deirdre. I'm not 100% sure if sometimes they litter in things that make
they
it more.
Embellish.
I actually have no idea. I've never been involved in the production of Dear Deirdre, but I do know that Deirdre writes them. And I know that Deirdre is a force to be reckoned with. She is an absolute powerhouse queen. So that I can confirm from behind the curtain.
Some bits of the Good Pod Guide will be educational.
I can give you a tidbit, though, that one of my friends who used to work on a women's magazine, which I will not confirm the name of, I remember her telling me how they had to go, they were really pushed for time, and she just heard her editor stand up and go, look, can anyone pull together some horoscopes? And they literally, that was just how they did horoscopes. It was just some person
it's
sitting
just
there.
Like, what should I put for this one?
Yeah, like, you will get some money this day with literally no understanding of how horoscopes
work.
Yeah,
put your faith in a friend this week.
Yeah. Just sufficiently generic, like sort of those fortune cookies and stuff, you know? That's how they did it. So don't trust all of the women's magazines' horoscopes, because it could just be my mate sitting at a screen quickly bashing out some generic inspiration. Anyway, there are 50 episodes and they're all about an hour long, but they've stopped recording, so that's your absolute lot. That's all you're getting.
Yeah, they finished in 2019, I think. I do like this one. I you know, I like the way they just, you know, it's sitting around talking about something silly and pointless. It's a bit of fun. It's a bit of lighthearted entertainment, and it's a good one to talk to your friends about. You know, if you're somebody who sometimes struggles with the same sort of chat you get in the pub, how's work been? Maybe listen to a couple of these and you can use them as some conversation starters, possibly, if that's the sort of thing you'd like to do.
I've once Googled what to talk about on a date for research from my book, not because I struggle. And, you know, just asking for a friend. And I think these are the kind of topics that would be ideal. Maybe you could make flashcards. In the next episode, Nat is back and we talk about our love of archive footage and old interviews as we chat about podcast making gay history. More info is available in the show notes. And if you've enjoyed what you've heard, like, subscribe and leave a positive review. We really appreciate it.